encouraging was all the third down stuff?
I think it was really good. I think we finished 10 for 12 with the ones. So I think it was good. And, I mean, it's just a tribute to preparation, kind of knowing what to expect on third down. Guys doing a good job up front. You know, they brought some double-A mugs and bailed some guys. So I think the guys had a good understanding of it, and guys ran good routes, and we were able to move the chains.
You know, you had 38 yards on the ground. Do you think that you're running too much? Do you think you need to kind of pick and choose when to go?
Yeah, definitely. You want to be able to take care of yourself as a quarterback and kind of limit the hits. So when you do take off and run, you want to get out of bounds or get out. So we kind of have a goal. We want to get 2 to 3 first downs a game running. So it's kind of, I think anytime you get an opportunity as a quarterback to pick up a first down on the ground, it helps the offense out tremendously.
If Gus says you're done for the preseason, do you feel like you've set a foundation?
I think we've done some good things. As a unit, I think, I would obviously like to play and get as many reps as possible. But I think that's his call, at the end. So whatever he says goes. I'll go into this week and prepare just like I have the previous 3 weeks.
How encouraged are you, not just by your numbers, but the fact that they were accomplished tonight without Julius out there?
Right. I think it's a tribute to everybody in the slack that everybody's picked up with him being gone. That room specifically, Clay and Sadie's and Nick Jacobs had a couple big catches. So they've done a really good job, picking up the slack, because obviously he's a tremendous player, and you miss him when he's not there. But I think the other guys in that room have done a really good job.
Months now, you've talked about your mechanics and the things that you've worked on, but how natural is it right now when you're out here? It looks like you're not thinking about it. Does it feel that way?
Yeah, it does. And I think just continuing to do it, continuing to create that muscle memory is the only way to make it permanent. Doing it in game and in live reps, is the only way to kind of get it to stick. So I think it's been good so far. I got to kind of stay after it and stay on top of it.
You don't feel ill creeping in out there?
No, not at all. So I think that's been good, and I'll continue to try and work on it.
What stands out more for you, the scoring drives or the lack of turnovers?
I think both. I think both have been impressive. I think the drives we've been able to put together, not only this week but the previous two, show the toughness, show our identity as who we want to be and be able to be a run first team. Obviously tonight the big emphasis converting on third down, that was impressive. But the guys have done a really good job with securing the ball, with breaking up a couple bad throws that could be picked. So both of those have definitely been high notes. Yeah, I think the guys did a really good job. And they have, throughout all preseason and all camp. It's just been a couple drops, and it's not to say that all of them were good throws either. It's part of it, and hopefully they get it out before regular season starts. Thank you.
One more, Johnny.
Sorry, Johnny.
Has the preseason gone better than good, thank you?
I really didn't know what to expect. Didn't have a whole lot of expectations. I knew what I saw in camp, and I thought the guys looked really good. I thought as a unit, we did some really good stuff in camp, and obviously got an opportunity and have had three opportunities now to kind of showcase that against an opponent. And I think every time the guys have stepped up to the challenge. The offensive line's been unbelievable. No sacks tonight, which is awesome. And the guys have really battled, and it's been impressive, and it's fun to be a part of.
Thank you. All right, thanks.